alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Now Eleanor rarely allows herself to talk. She is at the nadir of the cycle, that all humans share the nadir. Unlike its opposite been described, we can name it speaking clumsily. The approach of the end of the world feeling. It happens in men every 14 years. It happens in women every 10 years. Who knows why this difference should be so great? On a larger scale, it happens to whole peoples. We don't know the time of that scale. When, as individuals or as a culture, we see it and know it's happening in others. Most often, we ascribe the cause to a religion different from our own. So we can dismiss the anguish that comes with the feeling. We can laugh it off. When the feeling comes in our own language, our religion, that's a different fish. For instance, now here where we are, we're obsessed with the question of the approach of the end of the world feeling. The question is expressed in the language, and the language is appropriated into other modes of thinking, e.g. politics, philosophy, etc. All of the manifestations of the feeling are thought of as pure superstition. This introduction brief will help explain. Now, Eleanor, to us, she is not nuts or a scientist, but she has the approach of the end of the world feeling. Ordinarily, and we know this to be true, from the inside and from the outside, the approach of the end of the world feeling requires of the person or of the collective an intense form of introspection. The approach of the end of the world feeling does not, except in psychopathic natures, require action. In fact, inaction is one of the most obvious clues. Inaction with regard to the feeling. All other actions are irrelevant in this argument, and indeed are felt to be irrelevant in the body that is host to sadly the approach of the end of the world feeling. Another feature seen in bodies host to the approach of the end of the world feeling is the tendency to change and migrate. Themes of change are not exclusive to the approach of the end of the world feeling. In fact, if we could name its opposite, the feeling of an absolute security in the workings of the world, it might be argued from historical fact, if we allow those two words to be joined, that feelings of an absolute security have been the cause of some migration. The only problem with this argument is that the truth is not confirmed in our own personal experience. In our own personal experience, the themes of migration and change are exclusive to the nadir of the great cycle, the approach of the end of the world feeling. This might explain Eleanor to us. Eleanor has read a lot of books. She has extraordinary intelligence. She has imagination. She has formulated questions to guide her in thinking about the approach of the end of the world feeling. She wonders about the relationship, regretting that term and her use of it, of the feelings called messianism to the approach of the end of the world feeling. Everyone has answers to this question. That is why the question is important. As a question, it causes thought, that it causes intractable opinions, and that opinions separate individuals, and separate peoples from each other, and from the pursuit of a collective welfare, is the side point of course. The question will remain forever unanswered.
Questions and their essence are unanswerable,
and that is just one of those, of course. Intelligence and imagination combined,
in her with reading a lot of books, have left many questions unanswered.
Eleanor has changed her life dramatically. For many years, she worked at the bank. She began as soon as she was old enough. She gave all of herself to the job. The workings of the bank obsessed her.
She recognized obsession and accepted it.
No analysis of her attitudes does not explain her to us
in any way.
We speak about Eleanor as a fact. She is a human fact inseparable from the social fact of her humanness. One, she began as soon as she was old enough. Two, she gave all of herself to the job. Preserving nothing, everything in her life was accounted to her job at the bank. Gradually then, the nadir approached. She developed gradual recognition of the approach of the end of the world, Felix. She's confused at first, naturally. To learn is to change as a result of first and second experience. On the third time, you are out. This sign is a common thread through all languages. The third time you are out, and that's it. Now I don't learn. Some don't, some do. Approaching the third day during the great cycle, she was smart enough to recognize it. Especially its third, that's important. Some see it in its second time around. They're called prodigies of intelligence. Maybe they are just differently tuned. Certainly there is less than reason in historical fact if we allow those two words to be joined to wish the gift of prodigy on anyone. Please name a happy prodigy. So at the moment, in a cosmic scale, the recognition in thirdness is ideal then.
Not too soon.
Cause of despair and resignation. Not too late to be a little useful.
Right on
time, to use a phrase that's common. Now Eleanor, almost 30 and undistracted, recognizes the return of signs of the approach of the end of the world feeling. She is drawn to inaction and indifference. She is in a deepening of introspection. She sees in introspection that the themes of migration and change will be announced in a sign. The sign will seem to manifest itself in the so-called outside world.
The sign must go in question.
The sign is everything. The sign will inaugurate the themes of migration and change as usual. One day she is at the bank, as usual. She notices two older people in the far right line. They're familiar to her. They're familiar to everybody, but nothing is known about them.
In the bank.
The other lines are full of well-known people.
This is a typical day at the bank.
Then suddenly there are two foreigners. An older man, maybe 57. Near the one door that is almost directly behind the line farthest to her left. There are five tellers working five lines. The older man is near the door, but not in line. She senses that he is over, seeing an event about to take place. The younger man, maybe 42, is in line in front of now Eleanor, but he is obviously not in line. He is where he would be if he were in line, but he is not in line. He has two dogs leashed just as the law requires. Then there is a general commotion. Suddenly, the bank is empty, except for the two older people on the right. Slow to move, become the witness. Except for the older man, still near the door. Except for the younger man with the pair of dogs leashed, just as the law requires. Except for the people who work at the bank, as if a part of the bank itself. Except for the general commotion. This part is very clear, the dogs do fight. This part is very clear, the dogs are active. We would call them trained. This is the best that we can know about why dogs do what they do. This part is clear. The dogs have been rehearsed.
The dogs on spec know what they're doing. Thus, while the commotion is spontaneous,
to use a word applied to our behavior, the origins of the commotion are artifice. How strange this is, real theater. Suddenly, a third person, a woman, enters with a large bucket of water. She is, paradoxically, it seems, ahead of schedule and on time. The manager is running toward the dogs. The bank manager, innocent as
the day is,
long matters of human actions, not based on money as a religious fact. It can't be solved with money.
It can't be solved with the rule for bank manager.
The woman with the bucket of water, and the bank manager, innocent of human behavior, not based on money, arrive in the area of the dogs almost together. This is the moment. The first flash of light no one notices. In its decay, no one sees the floor. Throw the contents of the bucket of water directly on the bank manager. In its decay, no one sees three facts. One, the dogs stop acting. In fact, they sit down as if awaiting a reward. Two, the woman forgets her rehearsed words of apology. Now Eleanor compares the success of the dog's performance to the performance of the woman in. A new question forms itself in her mind. Three, the manager learns something about human behavior.
The light decays.
Its illumination of the situation is gone now. Everybody is frozen in time and space. Nobody moves.
Except the bank manager.
The bank manager is unpresentable. From a banker's point of view, he turns and runs a broken rope around the barrier of the teller's wall, then left quickly, then right quickly past the file cabinet. Toward the large steel door,
locked seven ways,
estimated to weigh about 10 tons, that protects the innermost vaulted space of the bank, the main safe, its largest, to stand in even for the largest human. He means that he's surrounded by six more. The door in banking practice on the land is unlocked in six of seven ways, and has been since the manager's assistant did not come to work at 9 this morning. The seventh lock is a simple latch twist to the right and 360 to the left, after which the door can be pulled open by force on the wheel to pull the bolt itself, estimated to weigh about 80 pounds. After being unlatched on the right screen, the question now Eleanor has decided to not think about is how the manager's assistant broke the rules to lock the safe. Another question not to think about is why the first question is of so little seeming importance to the bank manager. He keeps a change of clothes in the main safe. Now Eleanor watches the big door close. The bank manager is inside, outside. No one moves
as if frozen in time
and in space, waiting for the bank manager. Finally, the bank manager emerges. Curiously, he wears the same wet clothes.
He has a very strange look in his eyes.
He has seen the complicated sign, so he stops seeing in order that the full energy of his mind can be concentrated
to decide the meaning of the sign.
He speaks a simple sentence of great import.
The money is gone.
This means that except for the carefully allotted and amounts assigned to each teller when she arrived at exactly 9 as usual, the bank has no money in the bank. Now Eleanor turns to look once more at the older man positioned near the door and at the younger man as if in line, but not in line, and with two dogs last seen sitting down as if awaiting a reward, and at the woman who appeared as if from nowhere ahead of schedule but on time to throw the water on the innocent bank manager. Naturally, they're gone. Other versions of the experience of the flash of light are too commonplace to speak of here. We all have them. More important is that for now, this is the sign. The sign is manifested in the so-called outside world. The sign must go unquestioned. The sign is everything. It inaugurates the theme of change. Now Eleanor decides to resign her job at the bank. The decision takes less time than the word immediately can describe. As usual, at the very nadir of the approach of the end of the world feeling, everything takes a new direction.
Now Eleanor has a new direction.
To describe the new direction simply, she has decided to find out who the younger man may be, 42, and formally directly in front of her, as if in line but not in line anywhere. Two dogs lead and last seen waiting for a reward in this. In some ancient stories, this feeling is called love. Now we call it curiosity. Everybody understands. Now Eleanor is curious and she is in love. She has a very little to go on. He is a foreigner. He is foreign to the bank. He is foreign to the town. He is foreign to the larger area.
That now imagines herself to be in the very center.
He is foreign to now Eleanor's idea of patriotism and nationality. He is not foreign to now Eleanor's idea of continentality. Now Eleanor is, as it's known, well there.
Continentality is something she understands.
He is of this continent, but unlike now Eleanor and where he came from to this continent, this is just a way of speaking, of course. He is not an immigrant. He is just different, different from now Eleanor and from everyone she knows. Now Eleanor is curious and love. The next day, in the commotion of the aftermath of the discovery that the money is gone, and the greater commotion of that on that day, the next day, when the sheriff and his four deputies, or was it three, opened the safe, and the presence of the bank manager and his assistant, just coincidentally, the son of the good sheriff and his wife, that is, the son of the woman who is the wife of the sheriff, and it was found how carefully we must choose our words that the money was not gone, or to be precise, was no longer gone. Now Eleanor got a telephone call from an old friend, not really old, but someone she had shared a few precious moments of passion with, hence designated now as old, who was employed by a television station in a larger nearby town, who explained that he had been intending to call for a few weeks now, but that pressing matters of personal relationships with his wife and some of her old friends had prevented him from doing so. But the commotion, both in the very bank and now Eleanor has worked in all her life since she was old enough, made personal problems be put aside at least for the moment. Could they have lunch together?
Preferably
today and would not learn her way. The benefits of taking a job with the television station, he remembered. Now Eleanor has unusually calmly.
And yet reassuring her.
Not exotic at all, ma'am. Well-read and knowing how to pronounce most words in the television station he worked for had decided to try out the idea of a local person to do the evening news, one whom local people saw elsewhere, say in the bank, one who had just come from work, as it were, and didn't look like holiday sauce made from powder from a plastic bag,
as the assistant
station manager put it, one who just told it to more people than she or he ordinarily told it to, and had more of it to tell. And now Eleanor's old friend thought that now Eleanor would be just the ticket for this job, naturally. And now Eleanor said yes to everything. Yes to lunch within the hour, yes to the idea of local news, yes to the job offer, and of course to the old friend. And now Eleanor has a new direction. The first meeting with the TV guys was a supreme success. Now Eleanor charmed everybody. She speaks calmly and with conviction. She pronounces most of the words right. She has the not rare but highly prized gift of thinking speech. She does not separate the two. In now, mind and body are united. She is hired on the spot, start as soon as possible. 2 or 3 days for a new type wardrobe required by the color limitations of TV. 2 or 3 days practice with the teleprompter, which, thanks to her working at the bank with lip reading, sign reading, and action are synchronized, just like taking candy from a baby. She is on the air, red alert, and almost immediately a celebrity. Celebrated for being visible.
And then followed just upon almost immediately.
She connects the sign to its responsibilities, and she designs a special of great interest. It is called Now Eleanor's Idea. It's simple. On the anniversary of the incident at the bank, unsolved, coinciding with the anniversary of Now Eleanor's celebrity, she, Now Eleanor, announces to her public, which in just 1 year reaches as far as the FCC will allow to satisfy the salesman of advertising ads. And, oh man, I can sell it in Des Moines like ice cubes in hell. You know how those guys talk. But they got to get the program. I mean, just bump it up a little bit. I can get it up for every acre, salesman. That she has the problem solved.
She has solved what happened at the bank.
Or at least the solution is in sight. Insert replays in black and white from the surveillance cameras.
Stop dead pictures.
Dots all blurred together, overlaid by color graphics, arrows, circles, X's. Everybody in Des Moines is watching. Kennedy replayed without the violence. Who cares about the weird wars?
This is the real McCoy.
Now Eleanor announces she will be away for a month or so. On location, taking testimony, she convinces me,
the average watcher, that the key is in the identity of the former Bank 42, formerly directly in front of her, as if in line upon line and with two dogs leashed to stand the long quiet, last seen sitting down waiting on her lord. Secretly, she's still curious and love, and that is what TV is all about. She will be away for a month or so. That's fair, just a little longer than the average person has to satisfy love and curiosity, but after all, we know celebrities have a hard life. Up at 5, coffee in the limo waiting. Makeup waiting, director waiting. Camera, light, and sound all waiting. Lots of pressure, so a month or two is only fair. She'll be back and she'll have some stuff to show us then. You can bet on that. Big news is she's found a place to start. Look closely at that frozen black and white. See what's in that circle? I don't see it. It's there, honey, they got somebody who specializes in looking at those pictures. I know we don't see it, but it's there. Obviously, now Eleanor sees it. She surely came in by the southern route. He probably speaks a kind of Spanish. One of the tellers then, long gone now, swore she heard the dogs obeying Spanish. Wow, she said the dogs went out together, speaking Spanish, and she laughed her own joke and quit.
We get cards from Europe now. She always was an opera buff. Every sentence has at least one Italian word in it. But Spanish is different. 20 words for everything, depending on where you came from. The Moor and Hebrew all mixed up with peoples from Phoenicia and the Romans and the invaders and what was brought in by marriage to the Northern Empire
and what was
brought back from the New World. dwarf's tongue,
especially to establish their dwarfness.
All collected from all over, without regard to expense for maintenance, and the sheep herders who are understood
only by the sheep,
and permanently disgruntled up north in the mountains, and permanently indifferent on the South Islands, and the permanently adamant, unreconciled, and finally, the official correlation of the language under the high direction of
some of those who made it to high places, all laid on top of what one might describe as the native tongue staying the sounds,
came with the leg of those countless rocks, end to side since maybe 20,000 years, super graphic here, 20,000 years, not only should she expand as she goes to the borders of our Spanish, it's not exactly incognito in Scott's looking for.
The pattern and the weave that leads her to the spider, as it were, she is curious.
She is in love, she has 2 months on with a small crew in Mexico. You can hear the whole town to the morning. Barely hold its breath until she gets there. For the next 2 months, there's just softball and watermelons and waiting and reruns. This has been an intro to what comes next. They call it Now Lovers Idea. It will go to syndication for sure. We got a call from Goodbye America. The only eclipse that we had to see. This is real, she has an inside. There's a 66 in power of the fire.
It was made in heaven, kindly. Made it tell us exactly how he did it.
Hello, this is Now Eleanor. I'm back. It was hard to be away from all of you, but I think that I have something wonderful to show for it. I went, you remember, to trace one of the unknown persons who was seen in the bank on that mysterious occasion when the money disappeared. I wasn't looking for a criminal. There was no crime, only the mystery. The main safe was locked immediately. The sheriff and the deputies determined that the safe was empty, and they swore such. Then, when they returned on the next day for fingerprints, the money was all in place. Our town was graced, I think, with a kind of miracle. We have all read about them. This channel, of course, does not assume responsibility for my findings, but I have seen, and we have on tape now, evidence of human activities that defy a human explanation. I went to El Dorado, the land of miracles. I saw and heard miracles, and I have them here on tape for you. Hello, my name is now Eleanor. I have come here from a small city in the Midwest, where I tell people the local news on television.
Por la televisión.
Something mysterious happened there some time ago.
Después de cierto tiempo,
because of that, I decided
yo decidí
to come here
de venir aquí
to study and bring news about your
de
people,
su gente,
your hopes,
sus sueños,
your dreams, your language,
su
the
lenguaje,
things you love, the things you do,
lo que hacen,
back to the people in my hometown.
En mi pueblito,
it could help me and my people
y mi gente,
to understand ourselves better,
nosotros
by coming
mejor
to understand you.
A comprenderte.
The television channel has graciously allowed me to show you what I have seen and learned while I am here. Maybe this is the beginning of an exchange. I hope that when I return home, I can send something back
cuando
to you.
A la casa,
now, I'd like to show you the programs
de
I have made. Programs that I will take back home with me. I love your language. It is full of ideas I barely understand. In my hometown, many of your words have a different meaning. I would like to use your words as much as possible in these programs, and so the programs will be partly in your language and partly in mine.
En su lengua.
I know that everybody will understand. I think there are
todos
not so many differences between people. Our
diferencias
real experiences can be translated somehow.
Se puede traducir
I have fallen
de
in
alguna
love
manera
with your cars. Maybe
con
that
sus
seems
carros
silly to say, but it's true. Cars
pero es
are
verdad
important to us all.
A todos
it's hard
nosotros
to imagine, at least for me, how we would live without cars.
Sin carros,
where I am from
de donde
and
soy
where these programs will be shown.
Se presentará.
We need cars just as you do
carros
and we give them our attention just
nuestra
as you do.
Atención. Como
we worry about
ustedes
them, talk about them, talk to them.
Hablarles.
We spend our money to
gastamos
make them handsome, and they are a part
y
of us, an extension of our bodies,
extensión
just as yours are a part of you.
Una parte
but
de
our
ustedes
cars are different from yours.
Son diferentes de los suyos.
They look different, they run differently, maybe they have a different meaning for us. I will show you the programs that I have made about your cars. I hope that all of you will be proud of what I've found. I know I asked silly questions. I didn't know anything about cars before I fell in love. But everybody in your community has been patient with me and with my ignorance. I have studied your cars to find out who makes them and how they are made. I call this program the miracle of cars.
Mi intuición no se equivoca nunca. Es siempre verdadera. Es la incorregible.
Got this car, it was all original, no, like this. And they had the original rims and everything. Okay, the first time I got it, I went and took it for them to melt the springs. Anyways, that when I ended up taking it over there, I ended up telling them to just melt them all the way, no. They get a torch and they burn them, no. And the car just ends up going down by itself. And then I wanted to dress it up, no, with the rims right here. And once I put them rims, it just went all the way to the floor. But I really had to do this right. I took off the metal from right here, no. Like when everybody started lowering, I know. I took it to somebody to melt the springs, no. And now lately, the way I lower them is I take off the springs on the back and I let it go all the way down. That way I have more of a bounce. Because I like them to bounce, no? It's got a little rubber that hits on the frame, and I like the frame to hit on that, so it can really bounce on that. And when I barely lowered it, it right away went like that to me, you know? Like, hey, wake up, it's time, you know, it's time to get ready, you know what I'm saying? So then when I was driving on the road, I had to pay more attention on what I was really doing. Like, what I noticed is that, you get more wiser, you start paying attention to a lot of things. You gotta recognize the road. That way when you're going through the road, you gotta know where to turn, where to go, so you won't hit the bumps. This is the original color right here, the white. Except the thing is, when I did this car myself, at that time I was real younger, no? And I didn't know nothing about painting, right? And the way I painted this, it was painted with spray paint can. And then these patterns right here, all of these ones right here, I used to go to the store and buy the spray paint, and it was, real thin paint, you know, that you can see through it. And the way I started with this, I'll throw all this silver on the bottom. And anyways, that's the way I did it, no? I got some spray can, and I painted all this, everything right here, all around right here, silver. And then I got the maroon paint, and I just started spraying it all like that, no? At that time, I didn't know how to shoot paint, no? So I just did my, I don't know what happened, I just set my mind and it just came all natural, no? So then from there, what was the hard part for me is that every time I had to go to a car wash, I couldn't wash it. Because the car wash has so much pressure that I was to spray like that and the paint would peel. Like on this one right here, from here to here, there's a silver on the bottom. And then from right here, I threw that outline just with a can like that, as even as I could, no, just with my hand. that. And then like these lines right here, I got a plate, and I put it like that, and I just go on step. And then right in here, it was silver, no? And this right here is the blue. And then from there, once I did all that, then I get the spray can, and I go even through the top of everything, so I could blend everything up. I mean, nothing but imagination. With a plate right here and the can right here. And I held it as good as I did, and I didn't have a shop or anything. I just did it like out here, right here, and I'll just go like that, no? The reason I did it on my own is because I always wanted to put my own art, no? And if I take it to somebody, they won't do it the way I really wanted, the way I really imagined it, no? And what I really wanted to do, I really wanted it to really stand out when I'll take it out to town. And it started brightening me up, no? And then every day I try and figure out something to put into it so I could make it stand out more, no? Anyways, that what I did, when it started getting dark around 7, I slapped on some little lights over here in the back, right here in the back inside and in the front. And I'll throw on the switch in the nighttime, bro, the lights will be shining right into the rim. And the wheels would be over here. You know, and this, especially in the nighttime, it looked like a carnival. You know, this car, you know, it looked like the, you know, you see a carnival with all them lights. And I ended up selling the car. I mean, I ended up painting it jet black. Anyways, right now, the same day that I changed the color on it and I went to town, I noticed that it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same thing. It wasn't the same feeling. Like I got put down. Like what I mean is like I didn't feel confident on it. It looked nice and everything, but I noticed that people look at it more the other way around. No? You know what I mean? And when I be riding around town, you know, and they'll tell me, "Is that you? Is that you?" I felt real down because I couldn't find the paint to do it the original way, no, like the way I really wanted it. No. Anyways, that I sold it. And I sprinted it back, jet black. And then I started noticing to myself, I said, "No, well, I'm gonna fix me up another right now. I don't tell you a lie." I went in through around 20 cars. I had 2 Continentals, 3 Cadillacs. I went through a whole lot of cars, no? And I couldn't get the right feeling for it, like this one, no? And I'd be over here thinking, I told my girlfriend, I told her, "You know what? I don't feel myself anymore, you know?" And she'll be snapping. She'll tell me, "You know what? I've been noticing that you're not you anymore. You're not, like, you need that car," she told me. "Like, there is something with you in your ride, no?" Anyways, that I sold around 20 cars. I bought me around 20 cars. I sold them, and every single car, I fixed it up. And I lowered it, and I didn't feel good. And I said, "Nah, I gotta get that car. And I tried to get me another car like this one, or identical, no? And I couldn't find me one. And I said, "Nah," I said to myself, "God will bring it to me. It's coming from way over there, and it's going to finally get over here, and I'm going to have to find the original car." And what happened with me is that when I sold this car, I said to myself, I could get another ride exactly like it, no? But then I went through all those cars, and it wasn't the same feeling. So I said, if I come and get me another car, the same thing, I know it's not going to be the same. Anyways, that one day I was right here at the house, just kicking back, no? And one of my friends comes over here and tells me, "You know what?" He tells me, "What?" "I found your car," he goes. I said, "What are you talking about?" And he told me, "No, you're not going to believe this," he said. And I told him, "I think I know what you're talking about." And he said, "Yep, I found it, but it's all messed up." And I told him, "I don't care. Show me where it's at, and I'm going to get it back no matter what." He went and showed it to me. And when I look at it, a la fe, you know how it freaked me out. I saw that car, and I said, "Man, my car is last, and as last as it's been, that's how last I've been." Like, I saw it like that, and as down as it looked, that's how down I felt, no, by myself. And I ended up, and I said, "No, I'm gonna get it." And I got it, no. It was all messed up, and it took 7 years to get it back. 7 years. By all those 7 years, till now, out of all those cars that I went through, I painted them, and I learned how to paint with the right machine, with a real machine, no? So from there, I said to myself, I come over here and I look at this and I say, no, there ain't no spray can no more. Now I'm gonna do the whole thing pure natural. So I painted it white. I straightened out all the dents. I threw all that. And I ended up bringing my car back with the way I have it, was to have it. From there, I started being more myself. I started feeling more confident. And I started dressing up back the way I used to. And I wanted to blend in with my ride, no? What I'm gonna do to this car now is I'm gonna throw a mural right here in the back, right here, on the windows right here, in the front windows. All the way I'm gonna do the etching on this window right here, because the windows were broken when I got it. I gotta do all that. And I'm gonna fix up the interior, and I'm gonna fix it up exactly the way I was to have it. The name I'm gonna put on it is Loretta Heaven.
I had looked to the side, and you know, there's the entrance coming to Chimayo from Espanola, and I just like saw his car, and I fell in love with his car right away. And a couple weeks later,
not me.
No, it was you.
The car, but we had.
There's a place in Espanola. It was called the Roller Disco, and I used to like to skate a lot. And I had seen him there, and I was following him all over, just like getting that perfect glance of him. And I was telling my friends that I really liked that guy, you know. And anyways, the Roller Disco had finished that night. And I went outside and I saw the car again, and it was him in that car, and he had all his friends with him. And right there, that's where we like met, and from there on we just started going out. And I was so happy because I told him that I loved his car. It wasn't just for his car, it was him. I had never seen anything that outstanded so much.
Yeah,
it really called my attention.
That time this car was the only one.
It had like a glow at night because of the lights on the tires, and he had like a light inside that always stayed on, you know. That one really called my attention at night. I used to be so proud in that car, in this car with him. Oh man, my face probably glowed more than his car. I just fell in love because I got real happy, and we met, and we've been going out now for like 10 years. So we met March 9th. I remember the date and everything.
When me and her barely started going out, that's when, around a year or half a year, is when I sold that car. And man, I went through a whole trip during those 10 years because, like, I couldn't get the right feeling, you know. And then once I got the right girl, I waited around 18 years to get her, to get the right one, no. And I finally, because I still, you know, looking, and finally everything started landing up in place, no?
He was just like lost without his car. He just changed completely because this was like something, you know, precious to him. And I kept saying, I feel it, you know, we're going to get it soon. And sure enough, he found it, and he had to restore everything again. We're still not finished with it, as you see. But we'll finish it, and this is his dream, and I hope he never sells it again.
The reason I sold it is because when I painted it black, I didn't feel good, and I got hurt because I felt down because I couldn't figure out how to bring it up in my own self, you know, my own way and my own feeling, you know. And I said, well, what I'm gonna do, I'll just rather sell it, and I'll just go get me another car, and I'll fix it up in the way I really can, you know. And anyways, that during that all that time, I couldn't be myself. Like I couldn't get, like what I mean by myself is that I really didn't feel that confident. Anyways, that at that time I started fixing up another ride, a Cadillac. That one, I've been working at it, and I still have it right now. And I'm not selling it that either, because see what I did with that Cadillac. I imagined that Cadillac that it was mine. See, because I started painting all those cars, no. And I learned how to paint and everything. So I ended up fixing up that one, and I really want to fill it up. I did everything on my car. I was to have more work on it. I was to have a mural right here with two coconut trees like that, and I drew the car exactly the same thing in the back of the trunk, right in the middle of the coconut trees. And then I drew the face of Jesus looking down.
I remember that eye.
Yeah, I put some little diamonds on his eyes, looking down. On the roof, I had a Pegasus flying like that, and I drew some stars right here. I threw the moon, and I threw two eagles flying behind it. What I like about fixing up a lowrider is that I like to, when I'm not doing nothing, and sometimes you're bored and you really don't have nothing to do, you know, I like to enjoy fixing up my own car to see what I bring out and see how people look at it and what I'm doing. Sometimes I think about it, and then when it's a little bit hard for me to figure it out, I get a piece of paper and I dry it out. Because before I paint anything, I dry it out, because sometimes you come out with a paint job and it doesn't blend in right with the car. So I try to blend in everything what matches up with the car. Okay, what I have figured out on this car is, on this one, I'm going to really put all my art into it, my art. So what I'm gonna do, start fill it up from here. The way it goes from white to red, from white to red. I'm gonna go from here from white to blue, probably up to right here, and then from white to green, and then from here in between here, from white to purple, and go all around there with a bunch of colors, so it could look like a rainbow. And then on each square, right here, inside of here, and each square, what I have figured out there, I'm gonna put the crucifix, when Jesus, for not during Lent, when he went through the crucifix, when they crucified him, I wanna put every stage of him right in here, all around the car, on the side, and on the trunk, on the back, I'm gonna put him when they crucified him. I'm gonna put the whole stations of the cross right there of the Jesus, of the Lord, no? And then right there in the trunk, when they crucified him, and there's those three that they got crucified with him, I'm gonna put him right in the middle like that, in those three right there, okay? And then right there, when I'm done with that, right here on the top, I'm gonna put him with his mom and his dad, and looking down. See, what I've been figuring out, a lot of people nowadays, they fix up their cars real, real, real nice. They're real, really nice. And I want to change the whole art of chrome. But I want to do better than putting chrome all over the bottom. I want to put nothing but pure artwork all around my car. Better than chrome. Because everybody has the same story, And what I want to do, if I'm going to open the hood, I want him to see the artwork I did with my own hands. For like the fender walls inside, I'm going to throw nothing but detail work inside. Nothing but pure art. When I take it out, I like to take it out when all the door riders are outside. And when they're outside, I like to be over here hitting the switch or dropping it. And, just having a good time, And then another thing that I've been noticing is that once you pull out a ride that looks real good, everybody else starts like getting into the same, they start getting like me, when I go to town and I see a nice looking ride that I like, it makes me feel good, and I say to myself, man, I'm gonna have to work on my ride more, because that car looks sharp. And I wanna be right here cruising and for everybody else to get into the same rhythm, no? What I like, it just gives you a good feeling. With a club or without a club, what I like is for all the low riders to get together and have a convoy and just be cruising through town and get off and parking and talk and, And then what I like is that when people check out your car and they tell you that you have a nice car, it gives you more of a boost and it makes you feel good because the art that you're doing, you can tell that the people are paying attention to it. If I see a guy that has any lowrider, I go over there and I introduce myself and I tell him he has a nice ride. I'll never throw nobody's ride down because I know the art and I know the feeling that they put through it. It's a lot of work to fix up a ride. It's just nothing but imagining, nothing but pure art.
I've certainly learned a lot. Ime abunida truccia now. Grateful to you. When I began these programs, El Carro was just a machine to use to get de un lado al otro. Like most people, I didn't see the car except in motion. All that has changed now, and I can't explain how much that means. De donde vengo, there are many things that have a beauty that make me feel good about them. Pero son impersonal. They have a purpose. And the purpose always troubles me. I've always wondered if we could make a thing of hermosura without a purpose. If what seemed to satisfy the purpose was what made the thing seem hermosa. So I came here looking for pure beauty. Maybe there is no beauty, sin un propósito. But I have learned something from your cars, and I can see the cars, because the purpose, if there is a purpose, es un misterio to me. I don't really have ideas. I think it's just a matter of finding out what you can do with what you've got.
The 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, a must for safe live arts, May 17th to 23rd. concerts, sound art installations in public spaces, experimental short films, and visual arts. For a safe event of living arts, let's meet in Victo this May. Details and tickets for the 37th FEMAV at www.femav.qc.ca. That's www.femav.qc.ca.
Success with the miracle of cars brought with another kind of success, but very strange to the folks back home. Is it broadcastable? People understand? Those ideas do seem peculiar, don't they? I wonder what she'll be like when she gets home. The subject in question is now Eleanor's idea. That's what they decided the name should be when the tape started arriving and nobody knew what to do in the discussions as above. But obviously, more complicated took place. They all agreed that the name was catchy, though. They couldn't agree later on who thought it up. There were all kinds of bad ones, of course. Living letters, parables, that kind of stuff. But you can't imagine anybody watching if they can't understand what the title means. Finally, somebody woke up, came to, and remembered her insistence on now Eleanor, as opposed to, say, Eleanor Plain, or Ellie, or E-Baby, or something casual, whispered into the earphone. From now Eleanor to now Eleanor's idea was so natural and easy, and that's why nobody can remember who thought it up. Now, Eleanor's idea, she just answers questions and lets people talk. Sometimes you can't understand the question, and sometimes you can't understand the answer, but everybody seems to feel better when they tune in, so she must be doing something right. When she gets back home, she can do it here. This is syndication for sure, the big time. People start recording programs, exchanging tapes, even especially as far away as Des Moines, where the programs don't always come in that well. One of the newspapers wants to serialize it, but the argument about translation never gets resolved. As to the arguments about which ones are best, the cult concern opinions are as divided as between the Cardinals and Cubs in winter. Now Eleanor answers questions, lets people talk. In studying for the miracle of cars, she found out she had an ear for language. A talent she would have never known back home, a nose for news and all of the other requirements. But most of all, she found out she brought out in people that very sense of confidence and trust that got her a job in TV in the first place. And so she just moved what she brought out in people to a new location, out west, when she talked with such respect and admiration about the miracle of cars to the people whose cars they were and who knew their meaning so well. The station would be flooded with phone calls with questions of a personal nature, and so now Eleanor started answering questions, and pretty soon it got all mixed up. The information about the cars and about the other things of a personal nature got all mixed up, and some days it looked like even if she ran out of cars to talk about, the program would go on forever. She answered questions of a personal nature, people's adventures here on Earth. The mailroom poet suggested that as a title, and it almost went. People's adventures here on Earth are amazing. Heartbreaking, too, sometimes. Here are a few we picked at random.
Now, Eleanor, this is urgent. Please answer quickly. Mi hermano called a few minutes ago. He asked me to do something. Muy misterioso. He asked me to go to the coffee shop where we always meet. Everybody there knows me. And knows mi hermano the coffee shop is across the street from where he lives. He said the telephone will ring. Una amiga will pick it up and say that it's for you. Act as though you're talking to somebody, but there won't be a voice on the other end, imagínate. Describe every person that approaches what I need that might be on their way to see me. Probably somebody will be watching me. Es importante, don't ask questions. You sounded very scared. ¿Qué piensas?
Hello, ¿qué piensas? Do as your brother asked. Y dale gas. This is the only advice that I can give you. Your brother has got himself in trouble, but at least he has a place of safety, and he has help from you to watch over him. Dime el nombre del café. I will be there if you need me, but we must act. If you can protect him this time, Maybe this is the moment when his life will change. I know that you are worried about your brother. I know that you are worried about right and wrong. Sometimes there is not one way to solve the boat. Así es que ponte firme. I will help you. This is now Eleanor.
The answer seemed to open up a secret door. The questions became more and more difficult. On TV it was discovered that what is suffering for one person is fine tingling for another.
Now Eleanor may not be able to answer this question. Maybe nobody can. Mi familia se preocupa mucho con nuestra raza. They worry about who we are. They argue about it all the time. But aren't we more than one thing? Don't we still have in us what came from the old world mixed with what was native to the new world? And whatever Gabacho is, we must have that too. No sabemos en qué frontera plantamos los pies. We just answer to the pressures on us. We think of ourselves by what happens outside. And he was always repeating something he read in some book. One who is a legitimate possessor of his name ought to take pride in it and should honor for his lustrous lineage. But for common men to claim the states and vassals when they have neither possessions nor occupations of honor is both scandalous and ridiculous. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means about claiming estates and vassals and possessions or occupations of honor. I am confundido about the past.
Hello, confundido about the past. Thank you for calling and for speaking about your problema so well. What you are worried about has caused more wars and more stupid books than any question people ever thought about. Be on the side of La Raza, your people, and your actions
will
make people see that we are
all
of one sunrest.
Because
you haven't tried to hide anything. If it were a better world, there would be
as
no
if
outside.
From
what your father read made a big impression on him, probably because it is poetic.
Or is it something
but to us,
about
it sounds like it was written by somebody who ought to not show that it has too many big words.
Be gentle with your father,
who has probably suffered a lot, but treat the sound of words like
I live with a man I love very much,
as if it were the wind blowing. Possessions are what you hold in your corazón.
Or where you give constant attention to the
whatever the consequences. You are
confused from the oficina del welfare.
Because most of the past is nothing to
they
do with
ask a lot of questions that are
what you say
muy
that
extraño,
you let you
especially if they are really from the oficina.
Present, which can be filled with both gentleness
and they add extraño
about
our
forget
being.
The past. Like your father's thinking is in the present
special
him,
in some way.
Even if it
and
is,
maybe it is an hour or something. But
remember,
time
changes things for each of us.
Can't have a baby,
and your present
may
be different
welfare.
What
are those problems
like in
too?
Your family? Is the
I don't
same
think
problem
that
the whole world
even what they say they are.
I don't mean to sound mysterious,
can they
but
take
you don't
our
have to have
away?
The problem if you don't want it.
This is Maria.
This is now Eleanor. Hola, Maria, this is more serious than you think, and it's a good thing that you had the courage to speak. Tenías razón en preocuparte, sad to say, there are always weird people who are interested in things for strange reasons. You and your man are being set up for something terrible.
Es más viejo que el mundo.
Usually these guys talk among themselves in a strange language that comes from books. I haven't heard the welfare office one before.
Pero
siempre es la misma cosa. This can mean big trouble and a lot of anguish for you and the man you love. Sometimes.
Now, Eleanor,
even gets pushed
this is Oyemi. I wanted to be on your program. To say in public that I think our problem is that todos estábamos encantados by our feelings of attracción for one another. ¿Me comprendes?
This is now Eleanor.
Es muy misterioso. It comes up in everything we do, even when it shouldn't. It makes us do things que nos podría hacer daño, just because we think we are right. Esto se oye como locura, pero I think we are just too attracted to each other. La atracción gets into everything we do. Óyeme.
Óyeme, yo creo que tienes derecho. And I think this feeling shows itself in worry. Everybody worries now. I wonder if this was always true. ¿Qué crees tú? Gracias por tu llamada siempre. Now, Eleanor.
Somehow the deepest knowledge of herself is revealed in the language of the callers, the sounds of deep voices, and the sounds of her own voice in response, evoke in her those kinds of feelings that are almost without a name, deeper than the words that science chooses, deeper than I have been here before. Is it possible to find a part of yourself that you did not know was lost? Is it possible to discover that you are someone other than who you think you are?
Yo, now Eleanor, mi problema es que decidí to enlist in the army por mi educación. ¿Cómo se ve en los comerciales? Mi ruca thought it was a good idea, otherwise I wouldn't have done it. Pero era estupideza. They told me that I would be assigned close to home so I could take care of my familia. Pero eran puras mentiras. I got mad because mi ruca made fun of me for believing in the advertising, like she had nothing to do with it. Dos veces I was AWOL and got into pleitos and other troubles. I might as well be at home. Now I am back on duty because I have orders to go overseas. Ruka is acting extraña. I love her, but I don't trust her anymore. And that is a hard thing to live with. A veces I go crazy. Yo creo que ella me quería echar afuera. I don't want to go back when my leave is up. Pero if I don't, voy a estar chingado. Mi carnal said he would have the whole club down on her if she is unfaithful to me. Y es muy malo. But I don't know what else to do. Yo lo quiero mucho, pero me tiene bien loco. El loco.
Hola, el loco. Tu problema es antiguo, one of Caesar's tyrants, for instance. Recibe una llamada to go to headquarters, which is like you going to the army. Por tu educación, if he goes, it helps
us.
And if he doesn't
know,
he's stuck where he is forever.
From their separated from
he is
from
your party. He was almost sure that this call from Caesar came from Aguirre in town, and he might never get back. So he arranged with his carnal to actually kill his wife, que se llama Mariana. If Cesar did away with him, so that the woman que ha querido mucho would never belong to anyone else. Gracias a Dios, we don't think that way anymore. But as soon as he was gone, Mariana became the mother of her very friend, in whom he had confided. Ponte trucha con tu carnal. Maybe he is not as close a friend as he says he is. Also,
now, Eleanor, I have a terrible problem. Oh, but I hope you can help me with my loco. He wants me to have a baby, I love him a lot. And I want a baby too. My problem is that I am worried that the baby might turn out to be. Why can't you say that? No, I know. My ruco will leave me for otra vata. In school, we had to read Aristotle. The procreation of animals. There is this historia of a Greek vata. Él y su ruco era Ethiopian. Pero la niña era blanca y todo estaban okay. So she didn't tell la niña about her jefito. Porque the jefito was gone by then. Pero la niña grew up y se casó con un griego. And they had a baby and the baby was negrito. La vida de esta muchacha era miserable. Her ruco no le tenía confianza.
984616, get in the mix, stir the batter. Constant chatter on CKUT 90.3 FM. Did I miss something?
Le palier d'alerte de votre région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de familles dans les résidences et cours privées sont interdits. Les déplacements entre régions sont à éviter et les déplacements vers les zones jaunes sont interdits. De plus, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Visitez québec.ca/coronavirus pour connaître les mesures en place. Respectez toutes les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
As part of the 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, CKUT 90.3 is proud to collaborate with CHYZ 94.3 for the presentation of Tema Yuge and This Quiet Army with Away, double bill concert on Saturday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. For a safe event of live, living arts, let's meet in Victo next May. For all the details on the 37th edition of Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, visit fimav.qc.ca.